The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
All right, we are going to try it this way. There we go. We are on the air, back with your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, broadcasting live from the Owatonna Country Club here today, but having a few technical issues, so we're going to do this kind of a different kind of fashion here. We're just going to be passing the microphone around, basically, because I can't get all my equipment to connect here. So as we were trying to talk about here before, it is the Chamber Golf Outing, first of all, happening today. A lot of people out here. And let's start, Brad Meyer, just tell us a little bit about this whole event and everything on this annual basis.
Sounds good, Corey. Thank you, and it's been fun watching you scramble around here to get us on the air. Thank you for being out here at the Owatonna Country Club. And it's Chamber Golf Outing, which is a big day for us and a lot of fun. We've got over 37 business sponsors, 148 golfers, so it's a full house. And really a lot of fun, and the weather's working out great for us as well. So everything is good, and we're thrilled you came out to see us.
All right. And like I said, it's never fun when we got technical issues, but we're going to make this work today. All right. So I'm just going to pass this back off to you, and I'm going to have you just, you can talk with our guest here a little bit, just like we normally would do, but we're just on the road today.
All right. That sounds like a great plan. And Brad Fisher's here too. The dynamic duo we're always on, but we're here joined by new member Kelly Ortiz, Ortiz Financial. And Kelly, thanks for joining us out here at the Country Club today. New member of the chamber and kind of a new business owner too. Do you want to share just a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me here and that very warm welcome. So my name is Kelly Ortiz and I own Ortiz Financial Services. I started my business in May of this year after graduating with my master's degree in accountancy. And you know what led me down this way is just that I love cranking numbers, I love the paperwork, and I also love helping people out. So that's what brought me to here today.
I love that. You love paperwork and cranking out the numbers. That's a good thing. Most of us don't work that way. What is kind of your typical client? Are you looking to work with small business owners, that type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So my typical client would be a small business owner that might be just starting up and want to get things clean and straight from the get-go with tracking expenses. Or, you know, someone that has been running their business for a few years and are starting to pick up some speed, but their books are pretty messy. And now maybe they're looking to invest in a building, but really don't know if they can afford, what exactly they can afford, and having their books cleaned up would give them a better financial picture of their books. I can also help them out with that as well.
That's terrific. What's the best way if somebody's listening now and they're like, hey, I need that, which I know they're out there. What's the best way to connect with you?
Yeah, so I'd say the best way to connect with me right now is my phone number, which is 507-884-0535. You can call or text me. If I don't answer, please leave a voicemail so that way I can give you a call back and know who's calling me. Otherwise, I also have a Facebook page, which is Ortiz Financial Services LLC. And I also have a Gmail, which is Ortiz Financial Services MN for Minnesota @gmail.com. And as a side note too, I do offer tax preparation for individuals and small businesses, and I'm also a public notary, and so I can do evening notaries, emergency notaries, or weekend notaries when other places might be closed.
That's great. Thanks for putting that in there as well. So if people reach out to you, do they contract with you? It could be hourly, or is it as little or as much as they need to get the job done?
Yes, exactly. I can offer ongoing monthly services, or if they just need a one-time cleanup project, I can do that for them and then let them know, hey, this is what you want to do moving forward, if they want to do it on their own or however they want to do it. And I can set them up that way, and I'm always a phone call away if they were to ever need me again.
Perfect. Kelly, thanks for jumping on with us today, and thanks for being part of the chamber. Good luck with the business. So if anybody needs some help cleaning up the books, ongoing basis, all those things, taxes, notary, etc., check her out. It's Ortiz Financial, and she's also on the chamber website too, so you can find her there as well. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you guys have the best day today golfing.
Thank you. It's been great so far. How are we on time, Corey? Are we up against it?
Oh, no. We got plenty.
We're good? Okay. All right.
We took our break early.
Yes, we did. All right. So I think we also wanted to mention that we've got Downtown Thursday this week on Thursday, August 6th. That starts at 5 p.m. in downtown Owatonna. And since we're here and we've got like the whole chamber team here, we're going to pull Lisa Cochran over. She's the Main Street director and she organizes the Downtown Thursday events. We're going to have her share a little bit about what's coming up for Downtown Thursday. Corey, I'll let you do the
Yeah, you know, we probably could have just come to you instead of having you run across the room here, but normally I'm on mic cables here, so I don't usually have that option, but anyway. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Downtown Thursday, the second to last one for the year already.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that we're already to that point, and looking at the forecast, we're not going to have to have any conversations about weather this time around. So it looks like we're good to go.
Okay, you better not have just jinxed it.
Right.
I think the weather is going to be fantastic. And working on the map last night, and we have over 130 vendors. So that's vendors in the street, food vendors, some of our brick and mortar that come out on the street, and that's a record. That is the most we've ever had.
Wow. Yeah. For just any Downtown Thursday, that is a record. And, you know, is there still time where someone that maybe hasn't gotten their stuff in, where they can get in, or?
Well.
I'm throwing you on the spot now.
You are. I mean, they can, but they won't be on the map.
Okay.
And that's usually what, like,
sure.
people like to know. But there's September 3rd.
I was just going to say, or maybe just check it out and then be part of the last one in September.
Exactly. That's what people should do.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly what Kelly said. Go out with a bang on it.
Yeah. No, we're super excited. We have got some great bands too. We've got Michael Handler, who does just about any era of music that you can think of. He's on 5:30 on the Rose Street stage. And then we've got Boogie Wonderland on the main stage in Central.
The Boogie Wonderland.
And so I'm super excited about them as well. And of course, we couldn't do this without Federated being our main sponsor. They help us so much and we're able to bring great entertainment in like that. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's always a fantastic time down at Downtown Thursday. So, and like I said, Mother Nature, she wants to cooperate with us this whole week for once.
Exactly.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm not going to argue with her.
Nope.
Because that just gets me in trouble usually anyway. But, all right. So Downtown Thursday coming up on Thursday night. And then, we've got kind of the Kids Day thing happening downtown on Friday, right?
That is correct. Owatonna Business Partnership puts that on. And I help with that because it is downtown. So we've got a kids parade at 10 o'clock and that's going to start at Elm and Broadway. And then we're just going to come down like a block and a half right to the park. It's going to be short and sweet, but anybody can come and watch that or participate in it. You don't have to register. Just show up that morning. And then we've got all sorts of fun, free kids activities in the park. We've got a balloon artist, face painting, and then United Way brings all their agencies in, and they each do either giveaways or an activity. It's going to be great. And then I think I've got 6 or 7 food trucks signed up as well. So it's going to be a busy time down in downtown Owatonna. And that goes till about 3 on Friday. So 10 to 3.
Yeah, so a couple of very busy days here at the end of the week in downtown Owatonna. But that's exactly what we want to see, because the whole idea, get people down there and check out exactly what we have.
That is so true. And we've got it is. It does bring the community together. And we've got people that are outside the community that come and get together. So, I mean, really, it's for everybody.
All right, Lisa Cochran, thank you very much. I don't know if they want you to stick around here or not, but we still got a few more minutes. So I guess, I don't know, this is rare. We usually don't have this kind of time. I know. This is very odd that we have this kind of time. So, yeah, we got about 3 minutes here. So let's just talk about some of the other things we got coming up with the chamber here, especially as we start getting our way into the fall. Again, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Well, especially this time of year, we're always thinking about like our workforce initiatives and really trying to get the connection with students and businesses. So that's a big push for us. And we call that Steelco Works. And so as we get into the school year, we're working towards getting students out, not only just to like see what opportunities there are within our businesses, but also hopefully some work experience in those businesses. So it's a whole way to not only give kids an opportunity to stay here if they so choose, but, you know, hopefully at some point, if they do leave, to come back and, they know what, you know, what's available to them here in Owatonna as we think about just how do we continue to grow. And then, you know, there's this little thing we call the Steele County Free Fair coming up too. And so we'll have the chamber booth there where we offer to our members, they can take some time within the booth, and, Kelly should be there for sure. And,
Setting up now, right?
A couple hour blocks to, you know, just to showcase. And if they're not able to do a full booth, and the fair's been good about this, they're happy that we do that and give some opportunities there too. So we're looking forward to it. It's a big visitor week for the community, and we have a lot of folks come in from outside of the area during the fair. So it's a good way for us to showcase the community, as well. And then it's back to school, and here we go.
Yeah, and just like that, the rest of the year is going to go by extremely fast.
Yes.
Because, you know, technically the calendar says, you know, we don't start fall till what, sometime, is it September usually? I should know this, but I don't. But, you know, once we really get past all the fair season, then we really start to look into the fall season. And, you know, with it being a big election year, that sort of thing, you know, we're going to start looking forward to all of that stuff as well. In fact, you know, that's something worth mentioning here on Community Connection, because before we talk again, we're going to be in the middle of primary elections coming up already a week from tomorrow. So make sure you exercise your right to vote for that, too. And I guess what else do we need to add in for that part?
Sure. Yeah. So you do have the primaries, and then we will be doing candidate forums in the month of October. That'll include city council. There's four spots open on council, four spots open on school board. County commissioners have a couple of vacancies. And then, excuse me, we will have our state reps are up. And we're hoping to get the congressional forum here as well this year. So it is a big year, to your point. Everybody's up. And we want to give people an opportunity to hear from the candidates. And it's pretty impactful when you can see them and kind of hear from them in person, if at all possible. So we partner with the Rotary Club, and we do it over a noon hour on a Monday, which I know doesn't work for everybody, but it does, has worked well for the business community.
All right. So yeah, again, those will be coming up here later on this fall. We got to get through the primary first.
Yep.
And then we can get the ballots all set. All right. So I think we made it through this thing. It was a very much a hybrid situation here, but we're going to get moving on here, because we got to actually be heading out to Redwood County for Farm Fest. That's where the Linder Farm Network is broadcasting live here with your Midday Farm Review. That's coming up here at 12:30. And then I'll be back at the studio. Everything will hopefully be working back there properly for me. I'll join you back here starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Take you through the Midday Move, brought to you by Simple Move. Of course, we'll get it all started with that dad joke of the day. I don't remember what the joke is for today. I didn't think I was going to need it, so I didn't bring it with me. But I don't know. If you guys have some good ones, I'm always open to them.
Okay.
So just... Okay. All right. But this has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. If you miss any of our conversations ever, head on over to our website, KOWZFM.com. We post all of these after the fact. But again, your Midday Farm Review live from Farm Fest is coming your way next here on Cows 100.9.